one sat alone beside the highway, begging. His eyes were blind, the light he could not see. He clutched his old rags and shivered in the shadows. Then Jesus came and bade his darkness flee. When Jesus comes...
It's time again for the Family Altar program with Evangelist Lester Roloff.
When Jesus comes, all the tears are dried away.
And here now is Brother Roloff.
And fills the life with glory. For all is changed when Jesus comes to stay.
He said, the works that I do shall ye do also, because I go to my Father. Now, the disciples came to Jesus one day and said, what must we do to work the works of God? And Jesus said unto them, this is the work of God, that you believe on him whom he has sent. Christians, we've got to realize that if the works of God are done, he'll do them. But he works through human instruments. Yes, there are instruments on my airplane panel. Now, the instruments do not make the airplane fly, but they tell you a lot about it. I believe that every Christian ought to have the proper instruments in his soul. And there's one instrument, and that's the Word of God. On the big commercial planes, they have complete, at least two sets of all the instruments, compasses and everything else, see? But you need just one in the Christian life, and that's the Word of God. I'm going to challenge tonight to do something. I'm going to challenge to memorize 60 chapters of the Word of God the next 5 years. One chapter every 30 days. That'll help to make a preacher out of anybody that's been called to preach. Any preacher that can stand on his feet and quote at least 60 chapters of the Word of God will never run out of something to say when he gets up to preach. He may go blind, but he can still preach. The lights may go out in an electrical storm, but he can still quote the scripture and preach. I thought I saw some of you folks sort of say, well, that'd sure be good for him. Yeah, it'd be good for you too, dear. It sure would. I mean, every deacon in this church, I wish you'd accept that challenge. I wish you'd memorize 60 chapters. Every member, every boy and girl. Listen, how in the world could the devil get anybody if they were just completely filled with the Word of God? Suppose the devil comes up and he said, say, I've got some of my fruit. Suppose you was plumb full of heaven's fruit, you wouldn't have room for it. That's the secret. And our men and our boys that come to be with us. But dear friends, I have no confidence in an alcoholic that ever comes to be with us until he gets to the place where he loves the Word of God. And when you love the Word, don't worry about what the Word of God's going to do to you. It'll do right. It'll separate you. It'll whack away. It'll prune away. It'll cut away the dead limbs. And it'll prune you into shape for God. Now, he said, the works that I do, not singular but plural, the works that I do, shall you do also. Now I'm going to give you the word because. Now, if I say now, I want you folks to know that I'm fixing to do something and because, you're going to say, well, he's thinking of a reason now. Jesus gave the reason why we're to do greater work. Now, I know I heard when I went through school, well, of course, he was talking about we'd have automobiles. Well, I don't know of anything automobiles done except to take us to the devil and kill 1,000 people with drunk drivers every year. I mean, I don't know how automobiles been said. They've been a bigger curse than ever blessing. Why, we had greater times in days of wagons and buggies and horses and mules than we're having in cars. Live closer to God. Got the farming done. Had healthier soil. I mean, this automotive age hadn't brought anything to us just for as motors. You say, what about air? Why, we're going to live in the time of airplane. Yeah. Well, airplanes have killed more people than anything I know, because that's what we're fighting out of now. That's not the answer. That's not the because. Somebody got wrong about that. Well, they said we're going to have the printed page. Sure, but the printed page, nearly all of it's owned and operated by the devil. Yeah, but they said we're going to have television. That belongs to the devil, too. You said, well, we're going to have radio. Well, nearly every radio station belongs to the devil. You only have two Christian stations in this city of a million souls. Is that right? Well, you know I'm telling the truth. Radio and television. I said last night, some people get the idea that I'm against television. No, I'm not against. This gets what's on it. Television was a splendid idea, but the devil got it. Lock, stock, and barrel. Have you got a Christian television station in this city? I thought you didn't. Why? It's a seeing program. The seeing program belongs to the devil. Faith comes by hearing. Hearing by the word of God. God's gotten a lot of glory out of radio, and his gospel preachers on radio, and they're going to continue to be on radio until Jesus comes, until the man of sin comes. But television has always been the tool of the devil. Because it's a seeing program. It's a show business. And we're not in the show business. We've got something more real than that. Hey, y'all go ahead and swell up and get mad. And misunderstand and brand me. I've been branded a long time. Any old cow worth 30 cents ought to be branded. I'm just asking you one question. Are you a better Christian since? Can you pray better since? Is your home sweeter since? Is your church greater since? Can you preachers preach better since? I'm talking about something today. Why don't you ask the question and answer it and be honest before God and quit lying about it? Why don't you talk to God about it and say, Lord, does this glorify thee? And then answer it and then see what you're going to do about it. I'm for anything that's for Christ. But I want to be against everything that's against Christ. And that ought to be the position of every Christian in this house today. Quit trying to doctor up sin. It's still black and hideous and smells bad. And we'll never have revival till God's people get some conviction about sin. The works that I do, you know what he's talking about? I'll tell you what he's talking about. Because I go to my Father. And dear friend, have you ever heard of a PBX operator? I get done much of my work on the telephone. I have to. I mean, I can't go every place, but I can call on the phone. People in sorrow, alcoholics, delinquent boys, fallen girls. It's a miracle how you can just pick up a telephone and dial the operator and say, this is the area code. This is the number of the credit card. I want a certain number. And friends 1,000 miles or more away will say, I'm listening. But dear friends, if you think that's a miracle that Mr. Bell has perfected during my generation and yours, I remember when I was born. I mean, by that few days and weeks and months and years after, we had an old telephone put in. I mean, an old rural line with, I don't know, every neighbor in the country. And they could pay a little bit on the same line. Fact is, it is one of the newsiest things in the world. I mean, they could just all tune in. I mean, on those long, rainy winter days, I guarantee you, what one knew, everybody knew. That was our community newspaper. But even back there then, the people loved each other. The neighbors loved one another. But Jesus went home. You know what he did when he got home? He set him up a PBX board. A tremendous telephone system, the greatest the world has ever known. There are 3 billion private lines going in, and one man operates every one of them. Greater works than these shall ye do, because I'm going to be tuned in up yonder. I'll answer every call you ever make. During the storm, with all of her destruction, leaving many places, nothing behind except wreckage and splinters and some dead. Cyclones such as we've never seen. Hailstorms such as we've never seen with a hurricane. Violent weather is covering the face of this earth. And every year, thousands of people are killed because of storms and floods and cyclones. And the Bible said violence will cover the face of the earth just before Jesus comes. The weather is violent. People are violent. And all the rest of it. But listen, I believe, as I called back trying to get a word to the office, the circuits are busy. Will you call back later, please? But have you ever called up heaven by faith and ever got a busy signal? Always. That's the reason we can do greater things today. Prayer is the greatest tool in the Christian's hand, yet the most unused tool I know of. We need to take advantage of what God told us to do, and that's to pray. Men ought always to pray and not to faint. The next reason that we can do greater works today than he did, he said greater works than he shall you do, is because he said, I'm going to send the Holy Spirit to you, and he's going to teach you all things and guide you into all truth, and he's going to be in you. Think about that. The Holy Spirit in us. Now, do you believe the Holy Spirit is God? Do you believe that the Holy Spirit is divine? Do you believe that the Holy Spirit can manifest and exercise the power that Jesus Christ had? I'm going to wade off in some things here that we need this afternoon, and this is it. Jesus, when he was on earth, healed people's bodies and minds. Is that right? Amen? Now, he said, I'm going to send you another comforter. And he'll be where? In you. When they needed Jesus, they had to go for him, didn't they? Didn't they send the messenger to get him when Lazarus died and he came 4 days late? Right on time. And when the woman needed a prophet, the Shunammite woman, her little boy, late sat in her lap and died about noon. She ran and got her a servant, said, drive, and slack not thy driving, except I bid thee, I must go to the man of God. Where did she have to go? She had to go get the man of God, bring him over there, and he healed, by the power of God, the little boy laying on the preacher's prophet's bed. Now, let me ask you this. The Bible said, the Holy Spirit shall quicken our mortal bodies. What kind of body are you living in? You say, I'm living in an immortal. No, you're not. No, you're not. All I got to do is go out there and stick it with a pen. It's mortal. Now I want to ask you a question, and this is going to bobble your faith a little, because some of you haven't been taught to believe. Do you believe that the Holy Spirit can heal today and quicken mortal bodies today? The Bible said he could. How does he do it? By the Word of God. This is God's drugstore for believers. I believe it with all of my heart. This book tells us how to live and how to die. You say, where'd you get all that? Out of the Bible. Right out of the Bible, dear friends. Now, the Holy Spirit is going to be in us. Not just to take care of our mortal needs. The Holy Spirit will take care of our mind. What? With the Word of God. Put the mind of Christ in us. What kind of mind would you have then? Have the mind of Christ. What kind of mind would that be? It'd be a healthy mind. A pure mind. You know what I'm seeing today? I believe more than I've ever seen before. And I'll have to hasten with the message. I believe I'm seeing more people with reprobate minds than I've ever seen. You know what a man is, a reprobate mind? He's given himself over to unclean living and learning and loving. Those three things characterize America today. And God said, when you get like that, I'm going to give you up to a reprobate mind so that you cannot retain God in your knowledge. And when I face our band of alcoholics, I look in the faces of demented men. Men, some of whom, it looks like their minds cannot thank God anymore and thank the Bible anymore. I wonder, could this man have been given up to a reprobate mind? Not for me to judge, because I believe this hope. One thing that makes me believe this hope is that some God brought him there. And I believe we can get him across the line. But listen, brother, I want to tell you something here today. These are serious days. While you can think about God, you better think about God. While you can read the Bible, you better read the Bible. We're living in demented times and crazy times, and people going berserk all over this nation. Everywhere you see, people are in trouble mentally. Why? We got away from the one that Malachi talked about who has healing in his wings. We've got to come back to rely. When I came up on the farm, nobody ever went to the drugstore unless it's to get a bottle of castor oil. That is about the extent of the home remedies, unless it's a little bottle of castor oil or fig syrup. But now then, look what's going into the human systems. Just look. America has sold her birthright. We've turned away from God, and our soil is so unhealthy it has no fight left in it to ward off diseases. And when the soil gets sick, the body gets sick. But the soil never did get sick until the soul got sick. That's the reason God said in 2 Chronicles 7:14. Now I want to tell you something else. We haven't seen the end yet. And it's going to be a tremendous miracle for any of God's children to stay well these next 10 years if Jesus waits that long before his coming. This is a diseased age, and the doctors are the most confused people on the face of the earth, trying to find a remedy for hepatitis or heart trouble or cancer, and trying. And yet, we've got the millions and billions of dollars, and yet the big drug industries are rolling over us, and the big insecticide companies are rolling over us just like we were powder. Why? Money! The liquor traffic! They're only in business because they've got money! England, and America will soon come, has licensed and legalized and made lawful homosexuality. And I got a letter from a homosexual saying, you know, most people don't understand us. What we need is to be understood. If we were understood, they would accept us and let us go ahead and sing and preach and testify. And now then they can stand and be married and exchange rings. Can you imagine the stupidity of the ministry when it'll say to a man deep in sin like Sodom was killed for? Do you accept this man as your lawfully wedded husband? And preachers have said they ought to be allowed to preach and we ought to take them into our churches. I tell you what we ought to do. We ought to get them converted. Get them saved. Dear friend, we're coming rapidly to the end now. But in spite of it all, the Bible says, greater works than these shall you do because I go to my Father. One more reason I close the message. He left us a complete book to go by. He left us the book of the ages, that's recorded the ages in the book. This is the book right here. Genesis chapter 5 said this book. And when this dear brother came a while ago and received the Bible, he said, Brother Olaf, do you remember Joshua 1:8? Why, I've trotted that old verse around this nation in revivals under that old tent. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that's written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. With this and I close, there's not a successful man, woman, boy or girl that does not ponder this book in his heart. There's not a pure woman or a pure boy or a clean man or a clean daughter in this building that has not been cleansed by this book. All of our righteousnesses are as filthy rags in the sight of God. I stepped into an automatic laundry to make a telephone call in Newton, Kansas, to tell two dope addicts to get on the trail. And it was between 10 and 11, I guess, or around 10. And there the people were. You know, things have changed so much. Used to, we'd wash in the daytime. But no more. They put out the washing at night. Go by there and turn on the TV. Throw a bunch of dirty clothes, you know. Transfer them to the dryer. Smoke a few cigarettes. Take a basket of clothes home. And they say, we got our washing done. But I got news for you. No matter what kind of detergents they use and soaps they use, they've never made them smell like my mama smelled when we got them off of that sunshiny land. Ah, I can smell it now. I tell you, I get my arm. She said, Sonny boy, you're going to go get the clothes for mama? And I said, yes, ma'am. I didn't say, no, I'm watching TV. I didn't say I want to go. No, I just, and listen, I'd load him up so high I'd have to come in on instruments. Yes, sir. But oh, the smell. I can smell those clothes. And she got the dirt out by rubbing and singing to them. She sang to all of our clothes. Our clothes is musical clothes. She'd sing, what a friend we have in Jesus. All our sins and griefs to bear. Look away across that old north field and sing, there's a land that's fairer than day. By faith, I can see it. Don't have to say by faith now. She said, I see it by sight now. I'm home. I'm home. No, one of these days, and that'll be the day when I'll step across and get to join hands with Mother and Dad and tell them in my redeemed body for sure, I appreciate what you did for me. Thank you, Dad, for whipping me when I ought to have been whipped. Thank you, Mother, for sewing my clothes and patching them when I cried about it. Wanted some new ones, but they were good for me. Thank you for saving up eggs at 10 cents a dozen and making old yellow butter, wonderful homemade butter, 10 cents a pound, and buying me a little graduating ring. And buying me a little old suit to put on when I walked across the stage. Those were glorious days. Mother and Dad walking by faith, teaching us. Yes, taking me to revival when I didn't want to go. And that revival, one of the revivals that I went to when I didn't want to go, I got saved in it. You mothers and daddies leaving it up to your little old silly kids as to whether you want to go to church or not. That's none of their business. Absolutely none of their business. Why, you just announced it. My daddy just said we're going to church. He didn't ever put it to a vote. Oh, may God help us to see that greater things we ought to do. And yet the church is doing lesser things than she's ever done. And yet Jesus said, you'll do greater things because I go to my Father. I'm going to my Father. Here it is. I'll help you from up there. He'll live in you and help you down here. And the Word of God will be in your hand. You couldn't fail with all that help. Talk about reinforcements. We'd have the victory. Bow your heads while we pray. Our Father, we pray to bless the message and help us to know that this is the challenge of the hour for us to do greater things only as the Holy Spirit works in us. And Jesus answers all of our telephone calls and then gives us the right answer. Father, you said the church could know the manifold wisdom of God. And we trust that we might be obedient and yielded to thee. And dear Lord, make us to know that the secret of the life of Jesus was that the prince of the world came and couldn't find anything in him. No trouble, no sin, no place to get in. Lord, help us to be like that. We know that when we love the world, the love of the Father is not in us. And the things that are in the world are just the lust of the flesh and the lust of the eye and the pride of life. Lord, help us to know that we're not to be sucked under, deceived, and degraded by the trinkets and gadgets and devices of the devil. Bless the people that heard the message today. While every head is bowed, even out in radio land, as we bring this Sunday afternoon service to a close, how many of you down inside right now would say, I yield my life to Christ. If he wants to use me and I've gotten in touch, I'll use my telephone line from now on. I'll let the comforter come in and comfort my heart. And then I'll let his joy and his peace and his power and his love be mine. And then I'll take the Word of God and speak it clearly and say to the world what I need to say in the name of Jesus. If you'll do that, tell Jesus now. Commit yourself to him as you roll down life's runway. You'll find yourself breaking ground and you'll be airborne in a moment. You'll run and not be weary and walk and not faint. In Jesus' name, amen.
We're happy you joined us today for the Family Altar program with Evangelist Lester Roloff and the message, Greater Works. If you would like to receive this on a CD, we certainly invite you to write to us at the Roloff Evangelistic Enterprises, Post Office Box 1177, Corpus Christi, Texas, and include $10 for the CD. We'd like to have today's date and the call letters to this station. If you would like to order by credit card, the toll-free number is 1-800-772-7507.
Brethren, we have met to worship and adore the Lord our God. Will you pray with all your power while we try to preach the word? All is vain unless the Spirit of the Holy One comes down. Brethren, pray, and holy manna will be showered all around.
The special offer for the month of May is Lighthouse Memories, number 838. To help with shipping and handling, please send $12 for the CD and some of the songs, Looking for a City
Hallelujah, what a Savior. We'll soon be done. Amazing Grace. And, of course, The Lighthouse. Now, to receive the CD, send $12. And we accept credit cards, by the way. And you can call us toll-free at 1-800-772-7507 or write to the Roloff Evangelistic Enterprises, Post Office Box 1177, Corpus Christi, Texas, 78403. Again, the offer is Lighthouse Memories, offer number 838. The address again is the Roloff Evangelistic Enterprises, Post Office Box 1177, Corpus Christi, Texas, 78403, or use your credit card by dialing 1-800-772-7507. This is Gene Price speaking for the staff, hoping that you'll have a wonderful day. And we're looking forward to being with you again here on the Family Altar Program.
The strangers to God, His grace and His love, were gathered by blue Galilee to listen with joy to words from the lips of the stranger who sat by the sea. They came and they were blessed. He gave the weary rest. He made the blinded eyes to see. He fed the hungry soul and He made the wounded whole by the waters of blue Galilee. They sat at His feet and they looked in His face, content in His presence to be. For no one before had cared for their souls like the stranger who sat by the sea. They came and they were blessed. He gave the weary rest. He made the blinded eyes to see. He fed the hungry soul and He made the wounded whole by the waters of blue Galilee.